Today we're going to Be'ezus Hashem conclude the fourth parak of Maseches Peah with Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. So the Mishnah now is going to switch to a different topic. We've been talking about Peah, but now we're going to talk about Leket. Leket is another one of the Matnos Aniyim. Pasuk says in the Torah, Leket Kitzir Chalos Laket La'ani V'Lager Tazovosam, the Leket of your harvesting. You don't take, you don't gather together. Rather, you leave it for the Ani, you leave it for the poor, you leave it for the Ger to be able to take. So says the Mishnah, very fundamental question. Ezehu Leket. What exactly is Leket? Hanosha B'Shem It's whatever stalks fall to the ground as you are harvesting, as you're trying to reap the grain. Because the way that you would do it, when a person is cutting the grain, so it's inevitable that some of the stalks are going to fall to the grain. The stalks are very thin, and some of them are going to fall out of your handful, and they'll fall to the ground. So that's what the poor people are allowed to take. Hayakotzer katzar melo yado. If a person was cutting and he cuts a handful of grain at one time, because the way they would do it is they would grab a whole fistful of grain and then they would swing the whatever they call that sharp kli that they would cut the grain with, and then they would have the whole handful of grain in their hand. Talish mulakamtso, or if a person plucks a full fistful of some other produce that's of something that's done by plucking rather than by cutting. If it was grain, it would be harvested the way we described it. But if it's a different kind of produce that you'd be plucking from the ground, so you take a fistful and you pluck it from the ground. He coats v'nafal miyado la'aretz. Or a person was struck by some type of thorn and something fell from his hand to the ground because he loosened his grip because he was in a little bit of a pain. Hareu shel balabais, so that still belongs to the balabais. That you don't have to leave. That's not considered leket. Leket is only something falls to the ground in the normal harvesting. But if a farmer cuts or plucks produce and some stalks slip from his hand to the ground, that's where it's going to be leket. But something makes you drop it. You get hit by something and you loosen your grip on something, that's not going to be leket. So again, the Mishnah said Ezu leket was if you're nosher b'shas hakatzira, whatever falls out b'shas hakatzira. But if your coats are melo yado, you take a handful of grain and your talash melokumtso, you pluck some other produce, and instead of the stalks dropping in the normal way, you got hit by something and that's why you dropped, that's not going to be leket. That belongs to the balabayas. The Mishnah gives other conditions that leket that you need in order for leket to be operative. Tochayad v'tocha magol la'aniyim. If the stalks fall from inside of your hand or from inside of the sickle, then they belong to the aniyim. Echorei achariyad v'achra magol la'balabayis. But if they fall from behind your hand or from behind the sickle, then they belong to the balabayis. You don't have to leave that as leket because the stalk that fell was behind the hand and behind the sickle. That's not considered to be to be leket. Tochayad. So it's interesting. Whenever you have a vav, you always have to ask: is the vav and or is the vav or? Over here, one of them has to be and one of them has to be or, right? Because we gave two conditions. Tochayad v'tochamagol, and that's l'aniyim. Acharayad v'acharamagol is the balabayis. So do you need both tochayad and tochamagol to be l'aniyim, or do you need both acharayad and acharamagol to be the balabayis? Which one is the and which one is the or? So the way the Bartanur understands and the old Mepharshim and the Shayas understand is that in the tochayad v'tocharegel, the vav means or, whereas acharayad and acharamagol, it means and. So if it's either tochayad or tochamagol, then it's going to be la'aniyim. But it's only lebalabayis if it's both acharayad and acharamagol. It reminds me of the Shtickel Torah that they say that Makas Choshech, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Klal Yisrael to please ask for money from the Mitzrim, because otherwise Avraham Avinu is going to have a taina that va'avadim v'inu osam kiyem behem va'achre kein yetzu b'ruchush gadol lo kiyem behem. The Gamas HaGoyesh are yavadu donu nochi va'achre kein yetzu b'ruchush gadol lo kiyem behem. So what kind of taina that Avraham Avinu is going to have a taina that Kadosh Baruch Hu should do it because he has to fulfill what he says? What do you mean it's because Avraham Avinu is going to have a taina? So someone wanted to say that no, because both of those statements, both va'avadim v'inu osam And both of them are connected with a vav. So it could be that that as klape ms that Kodesh Baruch Hu would say va'avadim ve'inu osam, that there will be avdus and they will suffer. And the Gamaskayev Shayavadudan Lochivachre Kain Yetsu Ruchush Gadol is or one or the other. So maybe they don't need the Ruchush Gadol. But Avraham Avinu will have a taina that, wait a second, you have to be consistent in how you tight your vav. That if Vavad Vinu Osam Kiyem Behem, you did both of them. So you should tight the vav of Vachre Kain Yetsu Ruchush Gadol as an and as well. But Klape the Emes, it could have been an or. So anyway, so over here in our Mishnah, one of the vavs is an and the other one is an or. So, so the Mishnah said that leket has to be a stalk that's within the hand or the sickle and not behind, not la'achoreya, la'achar hamagal. What if it's neither within nor behind? Rosh hayad v'rosh hamagal. It's at the very tip of your hand or at the tip of the sickle. So then Rabbi Shmuel omer la'aniyim, Rabbi Kiva omer la'abayim. So that's machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says it goes la'aniyim. Rabbi Kiva says in such a case it goes le'balabayis. Okay, so now we move on to the last Mishnah in the fourth parak of the Saches Peah. Chorei anamalim shebetoch hakama. There are ant holes in the field that has standing grain in the field. So we haven't begun harvesting the grain, and there are kernels in the grain, and there are ant holes. Harein shel bal habayis. They belong to the owner. The fields, the harvesting hasn't begun, so there can't be any grain that belongs to the poor people yet, because the all these matnos aniyim only happen once you start harvesting the crop. But if the ant holes are in a field that's behind the kotzrim, meaning a field that where they've already started harvesting, so even if the part that has the ant holes hasn't yet been cut down, hasn't yet been harvested, the grains in the top of those ant holes belong to the aniyim, but the grains in the bottom of the ant holes belong to the balabayis, meaning the top grains are the white ones, which is the color of grain that's ripened. The bottom grains are the green ones. That's the color of unripe grain. So the top white grains belong to the aniyim because they were probably taken by the ants after the harvest started, and they could very well be from the leket that fell in while you were harvesting. The bottom green ones, which were definitely taken from unripened standing grain, and therefore they belong to the balabayis because they were never leket before. I lost my place. Yeah, Reb Meir Omer Kol Aniim Shesafik Leket Leket. Reb Meir says no, it all goes to the Aniim because Safik Leket is Leket. We're always Machmir on the Safik Leket. Even though it's that you want to think the unripened grain is probably still belongs to the Balabayis, was not part of the Leket, not necessarily true. Even ripe crops have some unripened grain in them, and therefore you have to assume it's Leket. So generally speaking, when it comes to Dine Mamanis, the halacha is that Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Haraya, that if you want to get money from me, so you have to bring a raya that I in fact owe you money. Over here we have an unusual rule that we say Safik Leket is going to be considered Leket. The Bartanur explains that it's a special gzeres hakasuv that over here you have to leave them mishalecha. The Tosas Yom Tov explains mikol makom hutzruch lefarish sheif shalagoren dimlok sheif shalagoren v'humei Yerushalmi dimlokein mais feika ika v'ainanami taimed tanakamed el the afkan d'shulnami shavik leka leka mikol makom shuli d'tachtom shalbal mais mishum d'leka sveika v'hu kamei tanakama, meaning the Tosas Yom Tov explains that it's still, you still have to have some logical explanation of how it would possibly belong to the aniyim. Because if you have no logical explanation of how it would possibly belong to the aniyim, then it's not safek leket. Safek leket means that it might actually be leket. So there has to be some way that it might belong to the aniyim. So let's quickly chazer over. We did two mishnayos. One mishnah just introduced us to the concept of leket and told us that if you drop something because of an accident, something struck you, then it's not leket, it's only that which is dropped in the normal course of action. And then we said that that which is tocha yad and tocha magal or tocha hamagal goes to the aniyim, that which is both achar yad and achar hamagal goes to the balabayis, if it's in between, machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Now we said that the grains that are in the ant holes, that are among the standing grain before you harvest it, belong to the balabayis. The grain in the ant holes after you've already begun harvesting, if it's machlokas, the Tanakhama holds the ripened grains go to the aniyim and the unripened ones to the balabayis. The Meir says everything goes to the aniyim because it's all at least a suffik leket, and the halacha is that suffik leket is leket. Next time we'll pick up with the fifth parak of Maseches Peah.